talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Single Sunday on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station in the world.
Got you on my mind again tonight.
How's it going, everybody? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got co-host Kevy.
Howdy, friends.
We got in-studio guest Tessa. And the wonderful Dr. Michelle, it is always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for coming into our show today. Also, listeners, you should check out Dr. Michelle's On the Couch every Friday from 11 to 12 on LATalkRadio.com.
And that's Pacific Standard Time.
That is indeed Pacific Standard Time.
And that's where I help you all with relationships and psychological things, and we just have a good time.
We just have a ball. On the couch. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, the show where we talk about anything and everything from what's on your mind. We got problems. We got girl problems, guy problems, relationship problems, parents. Ew, parents. No, I'm just kidding. Parents, we love you. If it wasn't for you, we would not be where we are today. We got school problems. We got, we talk about religion. We talk about anything that's on your mind, anything and everything that's on your mind. Pretty cool. Also, we are recently in Teen Trends, we've opened up a new opportunity for you listeners to send us music, and we'll play it on the air. You get in contact with me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. If you get in contact with me, be like, hey Dave, I really want to put my music on your show. I want the world to hear it. And I'll be like, all right, we'll put your music on the show.
Who are we hearing from today?
Today we will be hearing from, I believe it is the Elitist.
Cool.
Is the artist.
Elitist is the band.
Elitist is the artist. We're going to be hearing the song Caves by Elitist.
Cool.
Pretty cool. Yes, my voice cracks. It does on occasion. I'm only 18, not 21. I'm just going to talk like this for an entire show, guys. Check it out, Steve Trance with Dave and Friends. How's everybody feeling today? You all feel good?
David Cohen, what are you doing?
I'm feeling good, Kenny.
You have a bunch of different voices, actually.
I have so many different voices. Yeah. And then sometimes I can just do this.
Wow.
Teen Trance with Dave and Friends. How's it going, guys? This is a fantastic day.
I think you should have a comedy hour.
Barach.
Yeah, you should.
No, all right. We got a Teen Trend with Dave and Friends. I'm here. So I'm going to tell everybody what today's topic on the show going to be. Hey, so on today's show topic, we're going to be talking about...
drum roll.
Stress. What's that?
We're going to be talking about stress. What is that, Dr. Michelle? Well, considering you're a doctor, you should know what stress is.
You guys are weird.
I'm stressing out. I'm just hearing about it.
Dr. Schrell, do not stress out because we are here to relieve the stress.
I feel better already.
Right? Just kick back, cross your legs. We feeling good.
Okay.
So, on the Facebook, on our Teen Trends Facebook, I posted this morning what today's show topic is going to be, and I included the word school. Why did I include the word school? Because school just started for half the people everywhere. So,
ew.
What I said is along with school, you know, opening, along with school being a new opportunity for wonderful experiences, also can include sometimes the idea of stress. Correct?
More than sometimes.
More than sometimes, says Tessa.
Who's Mike?
And so I want to start out with a little thing. It's called Fear of Tests at School, a survival guide. Oh. Right?
Yeah.
So, Kevin's giving me these weird looks across the studio. Like, what are you doing, man?
You're so weird, David.
You're so weird. You're cute.
Tessa, have you started school yet?
Yes, I have, actually.
And what grade are you going into?
This is my last year of high school, so I'm a senior.
Tessa's a senior!
I'm a senior!
Go talk!
And talking. Last year, I hated last year because I decided to take all these hard classes. And, you know, everyone's like, junior year is the worst year. You're going to have, like, the hardest time. And it really was the hardest time. And then they were like, senior year is the best year ever. But now I'm taking even harder classes. And I, more than anyone, know what stress feels like.
Yeah.
But you handle it really well, I think.
I really don't. I'm.
Wow.
I'm probably the worst procrastinator you've ever met. And
yeah, but Tessa, the thing about that I know from personal experience when it comes to you in school, because like I'll hit you up, be like, what's up, Tessa? Hey, I'm doing a project. All right, Tessa, later. like you always seem to get it done, and you always seem to get a good grade.
Well, yeah, but what I've learned over the years is that procrastination is really terrible because you know at the end of the project that you could have done way better, but you didn't because you waited.
Right.
Wow.
But check this out. Yeah. Here we go. That actually has a lot to do with this. I'm going to start out. Do exams really matter? No, parents don't get mad. Parents don't start calling me. Do exams really matter? Don't call 323-203-0815. Don't do it.
They're going to do it. Call parents. Call.
Reverse psychology.
Please call.
You can call us live, 323-203-0815.
What is that number again, slowly?
323-203-0815. 323-203-0815.
Okay.
So check this out. Do exams really matter, please? Parents, keep the hand on the phone. Keep it down. I know you're stressing out. Let me speak first. The answer to this question is yes and no. That's not very helpful. Getting good grades does not make it easier to get on at school. To get to the future, you study courses you want, and that can lead you to a good job in the future. But there are other ways of getting the work and life that you want later. When you are older, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, you may still have to do some kind of exam. If you break out into a cold sweat when you think about exams, you need to get some help. Talk with your teachers about this as early as possible, so don't get to an exam in like a real panic, you know? So, you know,
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't know about you guys. This is me, though. I'll study something, and I'll pretty much like get it down. And when I sit down and I get past that test, the information goes out of my brain. Not past it. Like when I sit down and like I get past the test. Like the test comes in my direction.
When you're about to take the test.
When I'm about to take the test. I look at it and all the information that I've been studying for the past week literally goes out of my brain.
Is that usually because it's a boring class or something?
I think it might be. That sounds like stress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Tell me about your study habits, because study habits have a lot to do with test taking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether it be like people, I've always been a fantastic cram studier.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know that's not.
Me too.
Yeah. I know that's not the greatest thing, but pretty much before a test, I just read through everything I need to read and I remember it all.
Wow.
But if I was to try to study the night before, like I'd retain a lot of the information. It's all about like how many times you've read it, you know, like
how
interested you are.
Yeah.
Because if you're not interested in it, you're not going to remember it.
Right.
Well, that's true, exactly. But you can't be interested in everything in school.
Right, exactly. You know? There's going to be classes that are like, oh my God, this is so boring. But you just kind of do. You get through it, right?
Yeah. It's like me. I really hate math.
Whoa.
I know.
Watch the language.
I don't
watch the language.
I don't use hate often, but when I do, I mean it. And I can tell you that I do loathe the subject of math.
Yes.
And so in that category, I know that the tests do count because it's mostly your grade.
Wow.
Right.
But, yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, but here's the thing. There is indeed a medium. There is a balance. And this is at least what I believe.
Right.
That there's a balance between, okay, I have to get a good grade in this test. Oh my gosh, I have to get a good grade in this test. There's a balance between that and then a balance between, like, you know, I still have to keep my sanity. I have to, you know, I cannot completely stress myself out because stress is terrible. Stress is, like, the worst thing ever. Actually, on last week's show, we touched on stress. We touched on the effects of stress on the physical body and the mental body and the emotional body. Stress is not a good thing at all.
No.
So I guess what I'm saying is you have to find some sort of balance, some sort of medium between, you know, how important is this grade to me? Of course, do the best you can. Of course, try the best you can. We're not saying on Teen Trends, like, oh, you know, if you start to get a little stressed, just kick back the recliner chair and throw your books away. No, no, no. That's not what we're saying. We're saying, you know, get some sort of like teeter-totter medium going on between, you know, I am going to spend, like, I don't know, I'll spend an hour studying and I'll do what I can, and then I'm going to, you know, kick back and have a cheese quesadilla.
There you go, Napoleon.
Right? What?
Cheese quesadilla.
That's how everybody makes fun of me the way that I say quesadilla.
Ah, you almost said it.
You almost said it
you
right.
You almost said quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
There
quesadilla.
You go.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
No, see, if you make a quesadilla.
It? A quesadilla.
Then you have to say tortilla. But if you That's make right. a quesadilla, then That's you make right. it on a tortilla.
See? I say tortilla and quesadilla.
Yeah, well, then you're just weird.
Yeah, that's like Napoleon Dynamite's grandma. That's what
no,
she says.
Because it is not a tortilla. It is a tortilla.
Indeed.
But a quesadilla, it's a quesadilla.
No, it's a quesadilla.
Look at how it's spelled.
I don't mean to be... I don't mean like to be a downer or like a fun kill about food or anything. Can I interject something? Because I've been going to school a long time.
Okay, go, Dr. Michelle.
Way too long. But go. I'm cool like that.
Go. Let's go.
I was lucky enough to get a PhD. But I loved what I was studying.
What'd you get a PhD in?
Psychology.
Well, oh yeah.
So the thing is that anyway, the way that I lowered my stress was knowing what to expect from either the syllabus or going up and kissing up to the teacher and going, can you just give me an idea of what the test is going to be on? If they didn't have a syllabus.
I do that in my, I'm just throwing this out here, yes. Dr. Michelle, give me one moment.
Yeah.
I do that in my anthro class. You can ask
Good.
Kevin.
Good.
Yeah.
We have all our classes together, fortunately.
So you kiss up to the teacher?
I say, no, listen, I go in there. I'm like, hey, you know, I put on my like super little, hey, so I was just wondering if you can possibly, you know, tell me what might be on the next quiz when we're going to have, you know, a pop quiz. I can't tell you that.
It's a pop quiz, David.
Okay.
She can't tell you when the pop
okay.
quiz is.
Well, that sucks, dude. what are we supposed to do? Like, yeah. study? No, I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
It's always like, sorry.
Exactly.
I just wanted
no,
to
go
say
ahead.
One thing.
I want to hear this.
Like you said, the first test of the year, no matter what class, the first test
right.
of a certain class is always the hardest.
It
but
gives
once,
you a feel.
Well, yeah. once you do that first test, you know exactly how they're going to be, you know what to
yeah.
study, and then you can kick butt.
That's the right. Stuff. The syllabus, and then what do you want us to study? And the thing is like, you guys, you Tessa and Kev, you guys cram and everything, and I've tried that, and it's just not my style because I can't do it. But yeah. the thing is to lower stress, I found that if I knew what I was going to be tested on in like 2 weeks, I'd do a little bit every night or a little bit every other night. And then when I got back down into and then it took less time. So when I got back down into review, like, oh yeah, that's what I learned day before yesterday. Oh yeah, check it out. Then I go to something new, and then I stop.
Yeah, but you must be.
I spaced it out.
You must be pretty diligent about that.
You have to.
Yeah, because.
But you don't go today. I'm going to study for 3 hours tomorrow. You don't kill yourself. You spread it out little by little by little. So you're not so stressed. You just give yourself a little taste.
See, that's right. how you're supposed to do
yeah.
it. But if I tried to do that, I'd just forget everything. Because honestly, like, if it's a week before, I'll have to go back and look it up, and it's just a complete waste of time.
On top of, like, you know, studying a week before, you have so much other thing. Like, so many other...
So many classes. It's not just, like, one class.
Exactly.
Most people have, like, six.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, you know, you're piling more information on top of a week before you have to take the test.
Right.
I'm with you on that.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so check this. Preparing for exams, where to study. This is interesting. Where you study can be as important as what you study. It is best to set up a study space. This will become your quiet place for study. And once it takes on that meaning, you will find it easier to study here. It is no good trying to study in front of the TV or in your bed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Choose who you study with. It is usually best to study alone. But if you need... if you need to go over notes with someone, choose the person carefully. If you think your friends will not take it seriously, don't invite them.
Yeah. Usually you need to, like, different. Okay. You need to make a difference between, like, your friends and your study partners.
Because exactly.
If they are close friends, then you're not going to study.
Yeah, you're going to just hang out and goof around, or, you know, people are going to be, like, really.
Right.
Yeah. One thing. I'm sorry. One thing David did say earlier, which I would strongly disagree with, is the fact that he was kind of saying that, like, grades aren't super important, but I would say that in today's world, getting good grades, getting into an excellent college, not just like a little state college, but like something like prestigious or whatever, you know, like those things are really important if you want to you want to be super successful, because you can do it by not going to, like, Harvard or something.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
Like, good grades are really important in today's world.
Yeah.
They are indeed. Also, you know, you want to get into a routine.
Yeah.
If you get started early enough before your exams, you'll find you don't need to put in all-nighters.
My point exactly. Routine.
One good hour of study is better than a whole night.
Yeah.
Struggling to keep awake. You know, that sucks.
Yeah.
I used to do that with my mom.
I used to,
in like 6th grade and 7th grade, she would like help me study, and I would like be like the night before, she'd be like, did you study for a test? I'd be like, no. She'd be like, want me to help you? I'd be like, sure. And then she'd sit there and she'd read me, like, you know, the things, and then she'd be like, okay, I'm going to test it on you now. Okay. And she'd like ask me questions, and I'd be like half falling asleep. She'd be like, okay, so like, when did Christopher Columbus sail the sea? She'd be like, David. I'd be like, what? Yeah. What's the question? She'd be like, David, were you falling asleep? No, no. I'm straight.
Yeah. And like the next thing about that is, like, it doesn't do you any good, because the next day you're taking the test and you're supremely tired and I can't do this.
You can't really study right before bed either. Studying right before bed is the worst time to study.
It's very true.
Yeah, you just
gonna
forget it all.
You gotta study like midday, you know.
It's very true.
Well, they say that, you know, if you study like a little bit, review before bed though, when you go into REM stage, when you sleep,
rapid eye movement,
it's better. It's better, because what's happening is you're sort of imprinting that information right before you go into your sleep stage. So it is a little bit... I mean, cramming's not great, but I mean, you know, they say if you review before you go to sleep, then it's kind of getting in there.
Right. All right, guys, so along with studying, being a part of stress, there are so many other aspects of stress that have to do with school. We got girls, we got boys, we got stuff like that. So I'm going to read an email that I got from the Facebook from Jeremy. Dear Dave, my girlfriend's been extremely stressed out lately. I've been getting more and more worried about her. She gets so preoccupied about school. Hey, look, what do you know? She gets so preoccupied about school and work that it's hard for her to really focus on anything. Whenever she's around people, she detaches from them or acts jittery and nervous. In fact, I've almost seen her calm. I've almost never seen her calm in the past 6 months we've been together. She claims that life is about doing work and fulfilling goals, and that there's really no time for fun if you want to be anything.
Wow.
We're in high school. He goes, we're in high school, for crying out loud. She overworks herself to the point of exhaustion more than anyone should need to. And frankly, I'm extremely concerned. I'm trying to help her overcome this workaholic, no time for fun lifestyle. And I feel like I'm doing all right with it, but I would love to have some suggestions on how to help her cope with all of this. Thanks, Jeremy. Well, Jeremy, I want to thank you for coming to Teen Trends for this. For one thing that really, like, anti-resonated with me was, let's see. She claims that there's no time for fun if you want to be anything. Sweetie, that is so false. There's no time for anything if you're not down to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, laughter and happiness and fun is, like, literally why, like, part of the reason why we're human beings, part of the reason why we're on the planet is so we can experience it and have a good time.
Yeah.
It's not all about, oh, what can I achieve? Oh, what can I do? You know?
Yeah, I know a lot of, like, young adults, and I have clients like that, that are just, you know, they work so many hours, and then they, you know, they're just, they don't leave themselves a lot of time to just chill out and relax, and you know, they're, it's so important to try to lower your stress by doing things you enjoy, and exercising, and being with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and having fun, and all that. Maybe she's afraid that if she lets down a little bit, that she's just going to go the other way and get really lazy and not do anything. I don't know. I don't know why she's so obsessed.
Well, is that, have you heard of that in psychology before?
Oh, God, yeah. There's complete obsession with having to, you know, oh, I have to stay on track, because if I don't stay on track, because it's all about, you know, you've got to, I have a client I used to see. She's doing better now. She doesn't come back anymore, which is good. But she used to say, I try to fill up every moment with something that I have to do, a goal. It's like, God, how can you, you know, you're always living to accomplish goals. And that's really a struggle, I think. You know, that's stressful. That's a struggle. And
right.
then maybe your guy, what's his name? Who wrote you?
Jeremy.
Maybe Jeremy should tell his lady to, you know, I mean, he sounds like he's a great help to her, but maybe get some help and talk to somebody about her stress level.
Yeah, and she's still young, but, like, as you get older, yeah, it's really terrible for your health. Like,
yeah,
it's a known thing that, like, if you're stressed out all the time, you're going to have, I think, like, heart issues.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heart issues because your body just can't take the stress.
Right,
literally.
Exactly.
Like, it can't.
You know, something else that ties in with that, for Jeremy's girlfriend, hopefully, you know, I've known a bunch of people, a bunch of my friends who, you know, have, oh, I'm so stressed. Oh, I got school. Oh, I got work.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so excited to, you know, smoke weed, for example. You know, this study says cigarettes, pot, and alcohol and other drugs will not improve your ability to concentrate. Stimulants to stay awake will also reduce your ability to concentrate. Don't use other people's stimulant medication. It changes your brain chemistry.
Oh, yeah. I have these clients who I used to work with, young adults, and they were taking their friends Ritalin and Adderall and all that. And they literally, their brains were not wired for it. They didn't have ADD or ADHD. They just liked the buzz. They just liked the feeling they were charged. And, I mean, they started having really bizarre behaviors, obsessive compulsive behaviors, fears, phobias, and things like that. And
right,
it was like, a lot of, you know, I don't know. I don't mean to be preachy or anything.
No. This is why you're on the show,
Doc. It can mess you up.
That
stimulant stuff can really mess you up.
So, Jeremy, definitely, you know, tell your girlfriend, just saying a heads up, none of these things work. None of these things are good. They're bad. It even says coffee. Can you believe that?
Well, coffee's a stimulant.
Yeah,
you know,
coffee's
too
a
much
drug.
Caffeine.
Caffeine is a drug.
They have a disorder, you know.
I drink coffee.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't
coffee's
drink that
good,
much.
Coffee's good, though. Coffee tastes
you
good.
You know, everything's good in moderation, but if you're, like, drinking a cup of coffee, like, all the time,
yeah,
you know?
That's true. A few years ago, that just brought up an old memory from the past. It's really random. Maybe I should. Okay, I'm going to say it.
Share.
So, like, a few years ago, I went to this UCLA camp with my friend for, like, 3 days. And one of the camp counselors, she was, like, straight up addicted to caffeine.
Yeah.
Like, straight absolutely addicted. Like, she had a cup of coffee. We were talking to her about it, because we were like, it's like 11 at night. Like, you have coffee? She's like, yeah, I have to have at least a cup of coffee an hour, or else I'm like,
whoa.
Yeah. She literally had to have a cup of coffee every hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
My fifth grade teacher had a coffee maker in her room.
My drama teacher has a coffee, well, had,
yeah,
when I graduated from high school.
It was just slamming it all the time. Yeah. You know,
but it was cool because he would always give me coffee.
Ah!
I'd be like, yo, Mr. G, could I, kind of like, you know, out of respect, maybe, you know, snag a cup of... Yeah, go fill up your coffee. Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
I wish
that's
I had
really
a coffee
funny.
Maker at school.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
They have, like, they have a diagnostic disorder in you know, the psychological DSM-4 TR thing. And it's called caffeine... yeah.
Yeah,
it's like caffeine overdose, right? Yeah. No, I mean, they do. People come in and... I mean, actually, you can't imagine it, because I can't imagine having that much. I mean... That's crazy, but...
What is the overdose?
I don't know. It just... It's... I imagine, you know, if someone comes into the hospital or someone is so... You know, they're like manic.
Yeah,
it triggers mania. Can trigger mania with people who have bipolar
disorder. When the new Harry Potter book came out.
The fifth Harry Potter book came
out.
Yeah. I was in middle school, and I would stay up because my parents just bought a huge thing of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like 24 things.
Oh, man.
So for 4 nights in a row, I would have a bunch of Coca-Colas.
Yeah.
And then all that caffeine just, like, messed up my brain. I had migraines for the next month and a half.
Dude,
like
that's
it stayed.
Not good.
Migraines, they just stayed. So
can't be, that's not good.
Straight from the caffeine.
It's really healthy.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on to our next email. Thank you, Jeremy, for emailing us. Tell your girlfriend to listen to the show.
Tell her to get some help, maybe professionally.
You know what? You can even tell her to call in if she wants. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can call in live, or you can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. I'm going to go on to the next email. Relationship stress. There's more. Relationship stress. Well, I'm glad that everybody saw the Facebook. Glad that I get these emails. Dear Teen Trends, I have a girlfriend. We're in a relationship. We are in a relationship for 1.5 years.
Hmm.
Okay. Everything was going fine. She used to call me, message me, or email me every day. Situation was like that. I know she loved me a lot. Ooh, loved.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Foreshadowing. She made me realize her love for me. But 5 months ago, her sister got divorced. She got stressed. Then in August, she felt stress of exams. So she said she needed some time to study. I didn't contact her those days. After exams, she started behaving rude. Said finally another gal because I'm a bad... What?
That's a hard one to
read. Said find another gal. Oh, this is what she said. She said, find another gal because I'm a bad girl.
Really?
What?
Why would she be a bad girl? I guess she wants to get away from him, huh?
Okay.
I feel like that's a little excuse to break away.
Yeah,
well,
I do
of course.
Too.
I didn't know the problem at that time. She didn't contact me nor reply my calls or emails. One day she didn't reply me because I talked to my sister and told her that her parents fight so much.
What?
She was so stressed because of fights that she thought her family will be broken. Then she started chatting with me again after a month, but suddenly she stopped again. I don't want to leave her because I can't love any other gal. What should I do to relieve her stress? She lives so far from me, I can't visit her now. Please give me suggestions. Thanks, Lewis.
This person needs to take a class to write letters.
No, okay. I'm just throwing this out here. Lewis, if you're listening... No, this is not a disrespect in any way. Just a little tiny, you know, piece of advice for when you're writing letters. Don't spell because B-E-C-O-Z. Sometimes people
kids will be kids.
Sometimes
you know
people don't get that.
Okay, Davey, don't be too critical.
I'm just saying if you're writing time T-Y-M. Come on, brother.
Okay, I have a little piece of advice.
Maybe he's really, really, really young or something.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
What's his name?
Gal.
Lewis.
Lewis. I have a piece of advice for Lewis. You live very far away from this person. You want to help relieve her stress.
Yeah.
I think you should really try working on getting past the emotions that you have for her.
Yeah.
Because that is really messing with you.
Yep.
And you should just, if you want to help her relieve stress, just be a friend there who can talk to her about her problems. And it's not even like helping her with her problems. You just have to be there to listen.
Yep.
That's all it is.
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, they're far apart, it sounds like. They have a distance between them. And he's hanging on and he's hanging on. Sounds to me like she's kind of slowly breaking up with him. She's finding excuses. So,
yeah,
really, really.
She said, find another gal because I'm a bad girl.
That's classic.
That's either she's
I'm a bad person. You don't want to be
gal.
With me. Yeah. You don't want to be with me. I'm a bad person. That may show you that she's fooling around on you, and she's just trying to give you hints.
I was going
to
say.
Also, you know? Like, you say, I can't love any other gal. Dude, you can love anybody, man. It's all dependent on the thoughts that you think. You know, really, really. It's
right.
possible to love absolutely anybody.
Right, and take a look at your dependence on her.
Right.
You said the word, it's all dependent on. But dependence is like the key word here. Why are you so codependent on this person, you know, and hanging on her? And this is not a criticism. I want you to take care of yourself, and I want you to feel better about who you are. She sounds like she's really hurting you. And to try to, I love you, I love you, I love you, I want to help you. She doesn't want to help herself.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to hear it.
Along with that, you know, girl psychology. We actually had a girl show not too long ago. We talked about this.
Yeah.
If a girl is kind of getting over a guy, and the guy just all of a sudden steps it up and is like, oh my God, I love you. Oh my God, I love you. That's a turnoff to the girl, man. Like that, if anything, that clinginess, that neediness is going to make her drift from you more.
Clinginess is probably.
Ask Tessa. She's a chick.
I'm a chick.
I think.
Yeah.
I love you, Tessa. You know I'm playing with
you. Thanks,
you think. She's the prettiest chick you know, dude.
Thank you. but clinginess is probably, like, the worst thing you can do. And, like, it sounds like you really want to help her, but you can't help someone that doesn't want to be helped.
Right.
Exactly.
100%.
And you can't just hang on to someone because you think she's the only one. It might hurt now, but in the long run, it's just going to help both of you.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't want to go to you for help, then... Sorry, bud, but you're not the one to help her. You know, it's all up to her. Just let her know, you know, if you want to help her, let her know that you can talk to her. But
it's true.
When it comes down to it, if she doesn't want to talk, then...
It's true.
I think he ought to move on.
Good fight. I do agree.
Find new women and friends and focus on other
people. That's
true.
I do agree, Dr. Michelle. You know, another thing that we all do for stress is listen to music.
Yay!
Tell you, speaking about music, we're going to be playing Elitists, The Caves... Check it out on Teen Trends.
And how do they get in touch with you? Like, how did this happen?
Oh, Dr. Michelle, I'm going to tell them after the song. I'll tell them. Sure, I'll tell them now. I'll tell them now. Why not?
I'm so interested.
Okay. Well, you already know how to get in contact with me.
I do.
You just hit me up on my cell phone and be like, yo, Dave, could I?
Why are you? That's another character.
Character. Leroy.
That's another character that comes out. Go ahead.
If you guys want to get in contact with me, you want to... put your music on the show. You can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. You can also message me on Facebook. Just type in Teen Trends. Or you can type in David Cohen. Prefer Teen Trends, though. Or you can call in live on the air and be like, hey, Dave. No, don't do that. You got to do this off
The
air.
They can call on the air and say, I'd like you to play my music, and you can say, what's it about?
Sure, we can do that.
Free publicity.
Why not?
There.
Talk about it.
Have fun. Spontaneous.
Who's this group you've got?
This is Elitist.
And it's a different sound than a lot of you might be used to. It's a little bit of a metal-y feel. A
little metal-y, like hardcore.
A lot of metal-y.
Yeah, but here's the thing on Teen Trends is we advocate any type of music. We advocate all types of music.
We embrace your style.
We do. We embrace your style. Check it out.
You guys are cool.
There we go. Let's listen. ladies and gentlemen, is Caves by Elitist. Here on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you can get in contact with Elitist by going on Facebook. Type in Elitist. That's L-I-T-I-S-T. Check out their music. It's pretty dope. We like it. We advocate, as we said, all styles of music on Teen Trends. If it's electro, if it's, you know, we got some electro before, we got some acoustic stuff, we got some Caves, you know what I'm saying? So, check it out. It's dope stuff. You can also find them on MySpace. I believe you just type in Elitist. Find them
cool.
on MySpace. Yeah.
That's interesting. You know, that's just kind of like music you want to hear. You're just driving and you're just angry about something. You're blowing it out. You know, you're just going.
If you're in a hurry, whenever I'm in a hurry to hockey, if I'm late for hockey.
Right. Yeah.
Well, don't drive fast, children.
Oh, yes. No, you wouldn't do that, would
no,
you,
no,
Kevin?
I would never drive over the speed limit.
And don't cut off people.
That's right.
Kevin would never drive 135 on the freeway. No, I'm just playing. He didn't do
that. I never did that. You're lying.
I hear you.
Okay. Also, if you guys want to get in contact with me, you can do so by emailing me. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Also, go on our Facebook, type in Teen Trends, check us out. We got a little surprise. Not really. Just Dr. Michelle's going to talk to us about...
We were talking about, you know, different types of stress that teens have and young adults have and all that. And yeah. I get emails on my show from teens, young adults.
No, you
adults.
Don't. Nobody likes your show. You're ugly.
Isn't he fun? I just love hanging out with this
I'm
guy.
I'm just kidding, Doc. We love you.
Anyway, on my show,
you're
every
cute
Friday...
and I love you.
Thank you. How much money do you want to borrow?
None.
Just a joke. Friday at 11 Pacific Standard Time, I do On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. So I answer a lot of people's questions. And I do have an audience of young adults and teens who ask me questions about relationships primarily, but low self-esteem and depression, stress, things like that. But we're talking about stress, teen issues, and things like that today. And I pulled out a question that was coming in to me from a lot of ladies. I put a thing out there about what are the most pressing questions and fears that you have about relationships. So the ladies wrote back, and here they are. Here's some of the questions.
All right.
Dear Dr. Michelle, what does it mean when he doesn't call me back?
Have you ever seen that movie, He's Just Not That Into You?
Right.
Yeah.
But in the end of that movie, they get together. So
right.
I didn't see
the whole movie.
Oh.
I think you have to check.
Yeah. It wasn't my style, bro. I just like walked out. It was such like a chick flick, dude, because I'm just like too hardcore to like watch chick flicks. Exactly. You know what, Kevin? I cried in The Notebook.
I did too.
I already said that.
Everybody cries in The Notebook.
I said that last show.
You guys
no,
are so sensitive.
No, if you're
sensitive.
Not a real man, you're not going to cry.
Are you so
me?
In touch with your feelings?
I cried in Bambi. That was really
still?
Sad.
I cried in the
You should probably get out of
you
the studio.
You still cry when you watch Bambi, Kevin?
I haven't watched Bambi in so long.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
You know what is a good movie, though? What's it called? Schindler's List.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, my God.
That's a heartbreaker.
Talk about a tearjerker. That's serious. Can we get back to this question?
Yeah, sorry.
I don't even...
I mean, we can spend the next 20 minutes on...
What show is this?
Movies that made you cry.
What are we doing?
Okay. So, to answer... this is really women who... You know, we're asking me questions about the most stressful teen and young adult questions. So why isn't he calling me back?
Right.
Ask him. I know it's painful. It's painful. I've tried to contact you. Is there a problem? And when he says no, and then he never keeps calling you.
There's a problem.
He's busy.
Yeah.
He's not into you. Move along. All right?
Yeah.
So that's one question that I get often.
That is one.
Well, do you have a call?
We do actually have a caller on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Let's check it out. How's it going? You're live on the air. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Dave. I'm a big fan of the show. My name's Danny.
Your name? Thanks, brother. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Danny.
Danny, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing great, man. How can we help you on Teen Trends today?
Well... I am about to be a senior in high school.
Okay.
And throughout my high school career, I've discovered, you know, an intense burning passion for music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm really conflicted because my parents, you know, I would really love to go to music school. I mean, that's just a dream of mine.
Right.
But my parents, you know, they want me to go to, you know, UCLA, Berkeley, whatnot.
No, I feel you.
And that's just, you know, a great source of stress in my life, just the conflict.
Can you be a music major at SCs or whatever?
I mean, the classical aspect is not really my forte, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm more of a writer, so I'd like to get into that aspect of, you know, the music world.
Have you said to your parents, have you sat them down and be like, listen, guys, you know, I completely respect your decision in you, you know, wanting the best for me, but I think I know more than anybody, more than you, what is the best for me, and I am going to do this. This is what I want to do in life. You know, you support me. I hope you support me in the things that I believe are best for myself. Sit them down and be like, this is what I want to do with my life. We're talking college. We're talking where this is going to take me for the rest of my life. And this is what I absolutely love to do. And all I ask is for your respect. And I ask, you know, for your help. And, you know, I ask for you to be by me and support me while I, you know, do what makes me happy.
There is one thing about parents, like, letting their children do music for their future, whatever it may be. The big concern, I think, in the parents' eyes is how are you going to make a career out of it? And you've heard it millions of times. People, like, there's so many people who are trying to be musicians out there. You're trying to be the next Jason Mraz, you know? And it all depends on what aspect of the music business you want to go into. You said you were going to do writing. What kind of, like, writing did you have in mind?
Like writing songs and then, you know, maybe taking that, working for, you know, record companies and writing songs for artists or, you know, just have me, you know, portray my songs in the light that I'd like to show them.
Why don't you have, like, some kind of a balance going on? I mean, would your parents accept, like, some kind of a compromise where you could, you know, start college and then, you know, go to a particular music school on the side or start really writing some music and submit it to some publishing companies? Publishing, or you can submit music to artists who you really like and see what kind of, you know, copyright your music and all, your lyrics and all that. But maybe a compromise where you can sort of do both instead of fighting and fighting and fighting about it.
Well, the thing is, like I've taken a few classes on writing and, like, the place where I write, they've told me that it's surprisingly easy to get your songs played by famous musicians because, surprisingly, musicians are just not that talented when it comes to writing music. Yeah. So, like... Yeah.
But the thing about it, I think, you know, I don't know, Danny, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like, you know, Danny wants to play his music. Like, he doesn't want to just write lyrics and then send them out.
Whatever you can make a career out of, you know.
Yeah, you have to start.
You'll see where the line is. You'll see, like, if you do have the talent to become a real musician or if you're simply going to be a lyricist. You know what, Danny? You know what you should do? You should send us some songs for Teen Trends.
Yeah.
And we should play some music for you.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Record some songs and send it. We'll play it on the air. But I don't know. Here's the thing, though. Dr. Michelle, I believe, you do have kids.
Yes.
You do have kids. Here's the thing. Like, I see what you're saying, like, with the whole compromise thing. But this is his future, you know? Like, if he doesn't want to go to this school... Like, okay, here's the thing. My parents were very supportive of me doing whatever I wanted to do when it came to school. You know, I do go to community college. You know, I'm sure that they, you know, probably wish that I could have, you know... done enough to go to a four-year, but they're still completely supportive of me in every single way, shape, or form. I think that, you know, in Danny's position, I like, this is his future. Like, if my parents, for example, if my parents were to say to me, no, you have to do the work, you have to go to a four-year, I would be pissed. I would be legitimately, like, really turned off to the idea, because I know how much work it is, you know? And I like to take things slower. Now, I feel like in Danny's position, he's like, no, I know what is right for me. I know what I want to do, But his parents are, you know, saying like, no, you have to go here. But no, that's not what I want to do with my life.
Here's what I think parents fear, and I can speak for myself, is okay. That a lot of people who are, you're becoming a senior. Is that what you said, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay. They don't quite know yet. I mean, you have a whole other year. I know that you have to start studying, and maybe you've taken the SAT. Maybe you're, you know, on your way. But, you know, you have a whole other year to make decisions and feel through things. Don't put a barrier right now, and I'm not doing this. Parents have a legitimate reason, because honestly, when you get older, you know, I have a lot of people who I work with who are young adults, like in their 20s and 30s, and, you know, they say, God, I wish I wasn't so dumb when I was 18 and 19 and I pursued this thing that I wanted to do, or I pursued this guy I wanted to be with and he turned out to be really, you know, abusive, or I pursued my music and it just, I couldn't make a living at it and I refused to work. See, a lot of parents, I think, and it's just the thing, I mean, they you know, they may not be able to express that they respect your feelings and thoughts and they think you're talented, but they just fear that you're going to be banging your head against the wall and being out in the street and just not making it. And they want to, you know, parents' biggest fear is somebody who's just not going to be able to take care of themselves when they grow up. I think that's what it is. You know, it's not parents who say, oh, like, I want you to be a doctor because I'm a doctor. That's something totally different.
Yeah, but that's like yeah. Parents living through their kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, if, you know, parents legitimately are concerned about, they want their kids to be, you know, to be productive members of society. Do you know how many clients I have who are teens who want to be musicians and they're pretty good? And I say, go for it. Keep working. Good for you. You have good stuff. But don't put all your stuff into that. Do other things. Learn. Go to school. Take other classes. The world is so vast in terms right. of knowledge and things that you might find interest in doing. Right now, you're focused on music, and that's beautiful, and you're lucky to be talented. But just try not to fight about it. And just, you got another year. Keep yourself open for other possibilities. Make compromise. Your parents aren't bad. They just want you to be a productive, happy guy.
Yeah.
I know you're going, right. Right. Uh-huh. That's what I hear.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I would say is, you know, keep, never ever lose, you know, what you want to do. Never lose the idea of what you want to do and what you believe is going to make you happy. But at the same time, you know, Dr. Michelle has a point when she says you do have a year. You know, take this year, revise. A lot of things can change in a year, and then a lot of things can stay the same and just get better. You know, so take this year, revise, and just, you know, let what will happen, let just follow, as cliche as it sounds, follow your heart.
Follow yeah. your heart and explain to your parents that right. you have a plan. It's all about right. explaining that you have a plan, and then they will understand.
Exactly. And the thing is you're not supporting yourself. I think parents, you know, get frustrated when their kids get 18 and they're not working to get work and they don't want to go to school and they don't want to do stuff. So you got to kind of respect that too, because yeah. they don't want to keep, like, you know, you're an adult.
Right.
You're going to be an adult. So that's what.
Danny, thank you so much for calling in. Did we help?
Yes, you did.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you so much, you guys.
Wonderful. You guys say you have a wonderful day, sir.
Bye, Danny.
What a nice guy.
That's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Guys, this has been an absolutely wonderful show on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Thank you, Tessa. Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
You're welcome.
I will see you later.
I love you, Kevy.
I love you,
There's
David.
No thank you, because you're just here every week. You're just my co-host. You just got my back. All right, guys. Have a wonderful Sunday, full of love, full of opportunity, full of wonderful experiences. Email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. You guys have a wonderful Sunday. Bye-bye. Flash.
1,000 watts of sound. But I see you in the corner of the road. Well, you're dancing alone just like I knew you.